This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com, BTS Talk, General Topics and Discussion member podcast feed. The topic for this pod thread is Magic's Podcasting Workshop. Nurki has asked for more clarification on filtering, noise reduction, and compression of podcasts, which is what this installment is all about. First off, there's different kinds of software that people use for making podcasts. For example, Nurki mentions that he uses Audacity. I see a lot of people mention that they use dedicated podcasting apps. And for my part, I use a program called Sonar by Cakewalk, which is actually aimed at music composition, but it also serves the purpose of allowing me to do podcasts. Plus, whenever I want to, I can throw music in. So, like, when you hear music on my podcast, that's usually just something I belted out in MIDI, and, you know, there you go. That way I know it's pod safe because I just whipped it out, right? So, because of the fact that people do this so many different ways, I mean, there really is so many different ways to do podcasts, I'm going to try and keep my advice generic. And that way, aside from getting off into the potential bottomless pit of trying to figure out all these different apps, hopefully the stuff I talk about in these podcasts will have maximum value for the most different podcasters out there. So let's talk about some of the things specifically here. I mentioned filters. You know, filters sounds technical. You know, when I talk about filters in the context of processing audio, I'm talking about, software changes that are made to the audio. And in the in this particular case, when I'm talking about reducing high frequencies, you can really think of this as like an equalizer, you know, like a graphic equalizer, parametric equalizer, something that you use to adjust the amplitude. Oh, God. Okay, I'll try. The amplitude of the different frequencies in the spectrum, right? So, bottom line here is you think in terms of a tone control, like on a radio or a stereo. You'll see, usually you'll have like treble, bass. You can turn these things up or down. The goal, and what I'm referring to when I'm talking about cutting the high frequencies, is reducing the treble. And the reason for doing that is because of the way audio compression works. What you hear, and you hear this on virtually every podcast, anything that's done with this MP3 compression, which is, you know, MPEG standard, layer 3, what that is it's simply a standard way of compressing audio, which by its nature, because of the way audio is structured, is hard. It's hard to compress. It's hard to compress in such a way where you can actually reduce the amount of file space it takes up without screwing up the sound. MP3 does a pretty good job, but it has different settings, and you know, the more compression you get, the worse the audio sounds. So in podcasting, the goal is to get your files as small as you can and still have them sound reasonably good. And where that little sweet spot lies is going to differ from one podcaster to the next. And so, you know, I've got some settings I like. They are not necessarily the settings that work for everybody, and that's fine. But what I want to encourage for all podcasters is still check and experiment with these. And I'll get to more on that, you know, why that's important later. So anyway, when you hear this, you know, sound and somebody's talking and it sounds like they're inside a tin can or something, that's the effects of compression on the higher frequencies in the podcast. And the simplest way to reduce that effect is reduce the high frequencies. I mean, yeah, you could reduce the amount of compression, but that's going to make the file bigger. And of course, if we can, I'm recommending that we keep our files reasonably small. There's always going to be some distortion with MP3. So, it's just a matter of what you think is a good trade-off point. My opinion on this is, like, you'll notice most of my podcasts are just me jabbering into a microphone. And for that kind of podcast where it's just somebody talking, you don't need stereo, you don't need high, you know, resolution, super high sample rates. You don't need any of that stuff. You just need it to be good enough to where people can understand what you're saying. If you want to put some music in, especially for those who are contributing to the music feed, well then, yeah, you know, use the higher sample rates, you know, use less compression, and make the music sound good. Use stereo. But anyway, so how do you reduce these high frequencies? It's going to differ depending upon what kind of software you use to make your podcasts. Some of these packages actually have equalizers, graphic EQs, parametric EQs, and all those are just different tools for controlling, you know, how much treble, how much bass you have in the signal. The most, you know, if you're looking for the quick way to reduce flanging in your podcast, find out how you can reduce the treble, the high frequencies, and turn that down. That's what I do. In my case, the way I do it is I actually have a graphic EQ plugin that I put into my, in Sonar here. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of those too. And all I do is it's basically what's called a low pass filter. And what a low pass filter does is it allows lower frequencies to go through, but it reduces the high frequencies that go through. And that's basically all that is. My advice is find out how you can do that with your podcast and experiment with the different settings and see what sounds good to you. So, turn down the treble. You don't want it to be you don't want to lose too much treble or it'll sound just kind of boomy and muddy and like you're inside a bucket or something. But, you'll find with some experimentation, you'll find settings that you like. And I'm still experimenting. I've done a lot of podcasts. I've done over 100 podcasts. I'm still experimenting with things that I like to do. So that's kind of the notion on filtering and reducing treble and high frequencies in your podcast. Another thing that Nurkies mentioned is noise. And noise, of course, is something that people just hate to have in their podcasts, right? I don't like it. I know nobody else out there does, unless, of course, it's deliberate, right? And there's a bunch of different sources of noise. Things in your room. Maybe you live in a place where there's a lot of traffic outside and it just comes through the walls. Your computer. Computers make noise. There are plenty of other sources, too. You live in an apartment building. There's people upstairs, people downstairs, people doing things. These guys outside with the jackhammer. Window washers. You name it. Ways that you can reduce noise in your room don't require anything high tech. If you don't have a carpeted floor, try putting down some rugs. If you do have carpets but your walls are kind of bare, try hanging up some drapes, tapestries, basically, and furniture. You can put furniture in your room, like anything that's got upholstery, stuffed chairs, that kind of stuff. All these things absorb sound and can reduce resonance. And in particular, when you're doing podcasting, you want to watch out for high frequency resonance. And by the way, I'm still working on that in my room, my so-called studio room here. It needs a lot of work, But the bottom line is you don't need to spend a lot of money to reduce noise in your room. It can be surprisingly cheap. It's just a question of get things into your room, onto the walls, things like that, that absorb noise. And it doesn't have to be expensive. And take aesthetics into account. You don't want your room to look like, I've got a bunch of foam in my room. Okay, it's not very aesthetic, but I'm a music guy, so hey. But you can do this in a way that's aesthetically pleasing. So taking care of your room, we can call it, room treatment, is one way to do it. Probably, though, for a lot of podcasters, the biggest source of noise is electrical, and the number one culprit is the microphone, especially if you got a really cheap microphone. And by the way, cheap microphone is not necessarily bad. It's just that if you've got a really cheap microphone, it's more likely to be noisy than if you got some, super expensive microphone and, input recording interface and all that kind of stuff. But here's some simple things you can do to check your microphone and see if it's the problem. There are other possible problems too, but the microphone's guaranteed to be. If you get a lot of noise, you want to check that mic. The simplest thing to do, unplug your microphone and turn on your podcasting software and just record some dead air. And just listen to that. So record it and then play it back. Listen to what it sounds like. Now plug your microphone in and just record again without even talking into it. Just record what your room sounds like and then compare those two. By listening to what the difference is between your microphone, with your microphone plugged in and not plugged in, that can really help. And also on microphones, some common problems that can cause things like buzzing and 60 hertz hum, or in some countries it's 50 hertz. You hear this kind of sound. That's caused, the power distribution systems operate at those frequencies, your AC power. And due to induction and all kinds of things, that can cause those signals to actually get through into your recordings. And the microphone, again, is the most common way that that happens. Common problems for microphones is their cables aren't very well shielded. And here's the number one thing. You got a sound card with a stereo microphone jack, and you're plugging a mono microphone plug into it. That can cause all kinds of funky stuff. So things to check are, your microphone jack. Make sure that it's tight. Also, loose microphone plug can cause all kinds of funky things. But that's a good place to check. If you're having a problem with noise in your podcast, definitely check into the microphone. And by the way, listen again, listening to the difference is a way to do that. So that pretty much kind of covers, you know, a quick overview of noise. And I'll tell you, the whole issue of removing noise is a science unto itself. Let's go ahead and move on in my little ramble cast here to compression. And this is, you know, we're talking about MP3. This is the MPEG standard layer 3, they call it. And this is a method for audio compression. And this is what we use for podcasts. It's the standard. But within that standard, there are all these different settings you can adjust, things like sample rate and bit rate and stuff like that. And these terms might sound confusing. Don't worry. They're confusing to a lot of people. And even people that understand what those terms mean may not necessarily understand exactly how those translate into a difference in sound, because it really does vary depending upon the sound itself. Your software that you use for podcasting may have this compression built in. Or you might have or you might be like me. I actually create what's called a WAV file. You'll see these on Windows. You'll see it's a WAV format. And by the way, I'm a PC user. For you Mac users out there, you're probably fine anyway. You know, Skeptic Overlord, he's a Mac head, and obviously it's working well for him. So this is more for the PC users out there, those of us, you know, us proletarians that use PCs. This, you know, have to do it the hard way and, you know, walk 5 miles both way in the snow to get our podcasts on the air. So anyway, getting back to this, you know, your software may make MP3 files for you, or you might have a situation where you create these WAV format files and compress it separately. If your software does it for you, check to see what kind of control it gives you over the output MP3. They'll usually have some options for you. Things to look at are your bit rate and your sample rate. And also they might have some things with like bit depth and stuff like that. The key things here, is that if you use, here's a target that I shoot for. I try to use a sample rate of 22,000, it's like 22,050, you know, 22,050 hertz. And the reason, CD quality is double that, it's 44,100 hertz. And the reason why I reduce that sample rate is because if you use a higher sample rate with a lower bit rate, you actually get more flanging. I've found this through experimentation. So what I found is kind of optimal is cut the sample rate down to 22,000. Then from there, you can work with the different bit rates. And what I'm doing on this podcast, for example, is 24 kilobits per second. Many people find that a little too hardcore. But so you might want to try 32 kilobits per second or maybe 48 kilobits per second. Experiment with those different settings and see what you like. For people that use who produce WAV format files like I do, I use DB Power Amp Converter, Music Converter, which is free, and I use that to process my WAV files. The reason I like having a separate app to do this is it gives me a lot more control, over the process. Also, I use DB Power Amp Music Converter. There are plenty of others out there. What I like about DB Power Amp Music Converter is that you can integrate it into Windows, so you can right click on a WAV file and choose Convert to. There are other converters that can do that as well. My recommendation on compression is experiment with it. If all this talk of sample rates and bit rates just has your head spinning, that's okay. Play with them, you know. Make a podcast, save it however you would normally save it. Make a duplicate of it, of your podcast, and experiment with it. Go nuts. Try everything. Twiddle with it. Just make sure that you've got a backup, got your original podcast. Doing this will probably teach you more about this process than anything I can tell you. And that's the other thing, is experiment with everything. And also, why am I so big on compression? The reason why is because a lot of these applications that people are using default to 128 kilohertz bit rate, okay? That creates monstrous files. I mean, that's a good setting for music. But, I'm looking at some of the podcasts I download here. One of them recently was 11 megabytes. For people on dial-up, that can take more than an hour, depending upon how good their connection is. That's not a sustainable rate. I mean, if people want to listen to podcasts, they can't wait an hour for them. The way I like to think of it, and one of the reasons why I'm so passionate for keeping the file sizes down, is that our audience is people all over the world. There are a lot of people in a lot of countries on this planet that don't have high speed internet connectivity. They're dialing in by telephone, and the telephone service may not be all that great. You know, I like to think of, you know, my audience as some guy out in the middle of nowhere in Kyrgyzstan who's on dial-up through a satellite phone, and it's costing him like $3 a minute, you know. And if you're in Kyrgyzstan and you're on dial-up through a satellite phone, I just want to say God bless you, man. God bless you. And I'm thinking of you, you know. So, you know, for some people, it's a hardship when these files are really big. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about recommending that podcasters try and keep try and get those file sizes down. It's your choice. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to tell you, though, there are some podcasts I had to abort because they're just too long. I don't have a high-speed connection. My connection out here is not good. It's better than dial-up, but marginally so. So, you know, aside from the guy in Kyrgyzstan, well, this guy out here in the wilds of Nevada doesn't have the best connectivity either. So, so I want to hear your podcast, too. So anyway, kind of trying to wrap up this really, really long ramblecast here. One other thing I want to recommend for podcasters, listen to your podcasts. Always listen to your podcasts. You know, review them before you post them. And listen to what you think. And by the way, I know that during that step, a lot of people might say, oh my God, this sucks. I can't do this. Don't do that. Don't beat yourself up. It's good to be self-critical, but it's not good to be down on yourself like that. But it's important that you do listen to what you're producing and listen to it critically, because doing this is going to help you to refine the process of making better podcasts in the future. And even though it might be a little painful to hear what your voice sounds like and have to go through that whole process at first, I guarantee you do that enough times, you'll get over it. Obviously, I don't have a problem with it anymore, right? And in the process, you're going to become increasingly happy with the quality of your podcasts, as will everyone else. Experiment and have fun with this. So anyway, this has been a particularly long installment of Magic's Podcasting Workshop. And in this workshop, I've covered some subjects like filters, reducing treble and flanging noise, noise in your podcasts from room, electrical sources, things like that, audio file compression, the MP3, experimenting with different sample rates and bit rates, and of course, listening to your podcasts. In future installments, we may cover these things some more, and there's plenty of other things about podcasting to cover as well. And I'm looking forward to talking to them. And by the way, you know, I'm going to be traveling, and you know, this is what I consider a very long-term project. So, you know, every few weeks even, if we bump this, then great. And if we don't, well, I think it's good that we at least covered some of this. Anyway, I look forward to hearing your comments, and certainly look forward to hearing your podcasts. Be well, friends.